and that's not so bad. Embedded in all of the major religions are profound truths. Schopenhauer, who despised belief in transcendent things, nonetheless, thought Christianity to be of inexpressible worth. He couldn't believe in the divinity of Jesus or in the afterlife, but to Schopenhauer, a religion that had as its central emblem the figure of a man being tortured on a cross couldn't be entirely misleading. One does not need to be a Schopenhauer to understand the use of religion, even if one does not believe in an otherworldly God. And all of those teachers and counselors and friends, and the uncles and aunts, the fathers and mothers with their hopes for your fulfillment, or their fulfillment in you, should not necessarily be cast aside or ignored. Families have their wisdom. The major conservative thinkers have always been very serious about what goes by the name of common sense. Edmund Burke saw common sense as a loosely made but often profound collective work in which humanity has deposited its hard-earned wisdom, the precipice of joys and tears over time. You have been raised in proximity to common sense, if you've been raised at all, and common sense is something to respect, though not quite, peace unto the formidable Burke, to revere. You may be all that the good people who raised you say you are. You may want all they have shown you is worth wanting. You may be someone who is truly your father's son or your mother's daughter, but then again, you may not be. For the power that is in you, as Emerson suggested, may be new in nature. You may not be the person that your parents take you to be. And this thought is both more exciting and more dangerous. You may not be the person that you take yourself to be either. You may not have read yourself right. And college is the place where you can find out whether you have or not. The reason to read Blake and Dickinson and Freud and Dickens is not to become more cultivated or more articulate or to be someone who, at a cocktail party, is never embarrassed, or who can embarrass others. The best reason to read them is to see if they may know you better than you know yourself. You may find your own suppressed and rejected thoughts flowing back to you with an alienated majesty. Reading the great writers, you may have the experience that longness associated with the sublime. You feel that you have actually created the text yourself, for somehow your predecessors are more yourself than you are.